We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing with you another Ray of Truth broadcast. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking. We invite you to stay tuned as we bring you today's broadcast service. The Ray of Truth broadcast originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. As long as we live in this physical body, it will be impossible for us to comprehend what heaven will be like. But we know that it will be far beyond anything that we can see or understand in this time world. And Jesus Christ came into this world, suffered and bled and died upon the cross of Calvary, to make it possible for everyone to have eternal life and to dwell with Him and the Father eternally. And that's what I am striving for, and I trust that you too are endeavoring to live for the Lord, to please the Lord, so that you too may have eternal life and we're desirous that this broadcast service be a blessing and an encouragement to you if you are a Christian on the Pilgrim Highway. And if you're not a servant of the Lord today, we'd like to encourage you to turn to the Lord and live for Him, for there is no better life to live in this world and certainly in the world to come. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts and broadcast service to our precious congregation today. Wherever our broadcast is reaching, we're praying the Holy Spirit will accompany it and make it a blessing to souls. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
When I first heard of Jesus, His love and His grace, my heart was overwhelmed to think a king would take my place. I cry, Lord, I'll go with you every step of the way. That's all I can do, my debt to repay. I love Him too much to fail Him now.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Examples Worth Following. And our text of scripture is taken out of St. John, chapter 13 and verse 15. The words of the Lord Jesus to his disciples there in the upper room, "For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you." The Bible speaks of examples, some who were examples, and some verses instructing us to be examples. And I'd like for you to consider some of these thoughts and verses with me on the broadcast today. Now, many people imitate movie stars and rock stars, TV stars, and even famous ball players, and parents need to be careful with their children and teach them not to copy after worldly-minded people, even some of their schoolmates, for not all examples are worthy of following. Who is your example? Is it the Lord Jesus Christ, or is it someone else? He was an example in everything, but let us mention a few of these points where he was an example for us. He was an example in love. At Lazarus' tomb, Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, "Behold how he loved him." John 11:35-36. This is just one example of Jesus and his expression of love. When he came down across the Mount of Olives and looked upon the city of Jerusalem, the Bible says that he wept over Jerusalem, an expression of love indeed. And he said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how oft would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, but you would not." So Jesus Christ was an example in love. He was also an example in compassion. One time we read in the scriptures where he went out and there was great multitudes, and this multitude of people followed him, and the Bible tells us that he had compassion on them and he healed them all. Because he had compassion on them. Many times he was moved with compassion and manifested his love through his compassion. He was an example in humility. He washed the disciples' feet. That's where we get our text from for the broadcast today. They were there in the upper room to observe the Passover, and to their amazement, before they started eating the meal, Jesus laid aside his outer garment and took a towel and a basin of water, and he began to wash the disciples' feet. When he came to Peter, Peter said, "You're not going to wash my feet." And Jesus said to him, "If I wash thee not, you have no part with me." So Jesus was an example of humility. Usually, in olden times, as we read in the Old Testament scriptures, when travelers stopped at a man's home, his tent home, or wherever, he would provide them with water to wash their own feet. And historians tell us that occasionally they might have the most lowly servant do the washing of the feet. But here we have an example not of the servant washing the master's feet, but the master washing the servant's feet. What an example of humility that is. And we who here in Hagerstown observe the Lord's Supper and feet washing, we always endeavor to emphasize the fact that the washing of the feet is an example of humility. He was also, when I speak of Jesus, when I say he was an example in suffering for others. Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his example. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21. So Jesus was an example in suffering for others. And of course, the greatest example of this, of all, is his crucifixion on the cross. There he suffered not because of any evil of doings of his own, but because of his love, his compassion, his concern for a lost and dying world. And we were included. So he is an example in suffering for others. Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that you should follow his example. He was an example by living a sinless life. The Bible says he did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Oh, yes, I know multitudes of people today say that that is impossible, but Jesus Christ set the example for us. And the Apostle John tells us that we are to walk even as he walked, and he did no sin, and neither was guile found in his mouth. What the gospel requires, the gospel gives grace to do. Awake to righteousness and sin not. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not to whom you yield yourselves servants to? His servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. If we're going to obey the gospel, then we're going to live a life free from sin. And again, the grace of God provides it for us to do so. No, I'm not talking about living a holy life within ourselves. That would be impossible. But as Paul was told by the Lord, when he sought the Lord three times to remove a certain thing, the Lord said to him, "My grace is sufficient for you." And I believe that we can say the same thing today. The Lord's grace is sufficient for every one of us. Now, let us look at the Apostle Paul for a moment. And we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1, where Paul said, "Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." So Paul is also an example that is worthy of following. He followed the Lord Jesus Christ. He gave up all of, as far as this material world is concerned. He gave it all up, that he might be a true disciple of Christ. He said he had suffered the loss of all things, but count them but dung, that he may win Christ. So the Apostle Paul was a follower of Jesus Christ. He had dedicated his life to the service of Almighty God. And he told the Corinthians, and he tells us today, as it were, "Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." Paul also said in this first letter to the Corinthian church, 10 and 33, "Not seeking mine own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved." Yes, Paul suffered greatly, privation, and if you'll read in the scriptures all the different things that he suffered, a night and a day in the deep, beaten with rods, and suffered in various ways. Why did he do it? That he might spread the gospel, that he might reach other souls, because he had a concern for them, not seeking mine own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. How greatly the Apostle Paul still influences our lives yet today. And it was because he was willing to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Pressing for the goal of eternal life was one of Paul's greatest ambitions and aims. "One thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." So we read in Philippians chapter 3, the latter part of verse 13 and of verse 14. So Paul had the aim and the purpose of pressing towards the mark that he might be able to have eternal life. And this is an example for us. "Forgetting those things which are behind, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Now, other Christians are also examples, "that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises." So we read in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 12. Doubtless we can think of numbers of Christians that we have known that have gone on to be with the Lord, who were and are examples for us to follow, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Also, as we read the faith chapter, Hebrews chapter 11, verses 32 through 40 especially, we read of saints of God who gave their very lives, suffered in deserts, in caves, and in dens. They were beaten, they were stoned, and they were beheaded, and various other things happened to them because of their love and their devotion to Almighty God. And they are an example for us to follow. I'm not saying that we have to die, or that we have to be stoned, or that we have to be beheaded, but they are examples for us to follow. They put Christ ahead of everything else. They love not their lives unto the death. They love the Lord more than they love their own very life. And is not that the standard that Jesus Christ teaches? He teaches us that we, if we love father, mother, brother, sister, husband, wife, yea, even our own life, more than we love him, then we cannot be his disciples. Now, when we think about this, instructions to be examples, let's look at a number of scriptures. Young people, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. That's 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12. Let no man despise thy youth. Beloved, our young people do not have to sow their wild oats. For if you sow wild oats, you're going to reap it. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So Paul instructs the young people to be an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in your manner of living, in charity, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. And then there's instructions in the Bible as regard to ministers being examples. Feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not by for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 2 and 3. So ministers are to live the life that others can follow them, and they will be led right. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. Now, what kind of an example are you? And I do not mean to offend by asking that question, but what kind of an example are you? Is it indicative of a faithful Christian showing the world what it means to be a true Christian? There are multitudes of people out there in the religious world today who name the name of Christ, but they go on living their own selfish, self-centered life. So, is the Christian life you're living, is it indicative of a faithful Christian showing the world what it really means to be a true Christian? Letting your light shine, as Jesus said, that others may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Is your example helping or hindering discipleship of others? Is your life being so lived that you are influencing others to become Christians, or are you living the kind of a life that would cause people to stumble and fall? Is your example helping or hindering the progress of the church? Yes, you can help or you can hinder. So is your example helping or hindering the progress of the church? Is your example helping people see what the Church of God is and what it stands for? And when I use the term Church of God there, I'm talking about the children of God. All true saints of God are members of God's church. I'm not talking about some little sect, creed, somewhere or another. When I ask this question, is your example helping people see what the church of God is? I'm talking about the family of God, the redeemed, those that make up the body of Christ, of which Christ is the head. Who is your example? Yes, who is your example? If Christ, how well are you exemplifying him in your daily life? He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked. So we read in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 6. He that saith he abideth in him, he that saith he abideth in Christ, ought himself also to walk, even as Christ walked. Yes, we are to follow in his steps. He is our example, and we are to endeavor to exemplify him in our daily walk. Christianity, real Christianity, is a life that you live every day, everywhere. So, who is your example? I trust that Jesus Christ is your example. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation. We thank you for each one who has the broadcast tuned in. We're trusting that the Holy Spirit has conveyed these verses of Scripture and these thoughts to their hearts, and that they will be a blessing to souls. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's a privilege to share the Way of Truth broadcast with you from week to week, and it would be an encouragement to us if you'd take time to let us know that the service is a blessing to you. Our mailing address, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Remember, you can listen to a number of our broadcasts on our webpage, and there are other services there that you can also listen to, and you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine. You may also join us in our Sunday services if you have internet access. And our webpage address again is www.wayoftruth.org. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11 Eastern Time, and our evening service begins at 6. You are invited to be with us in our services by way of the internet. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for listening to the broadcast today, and we'd like to invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you.
My Savior dear, I love thee. My Savior dear.